All right, so how about we start off, aside from the three-screen laptop, with the HTC announcements. Vive, of course, had some hardware announcements. A cool little tracker, which I think you could do a lot with. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, HTC, as we all know, is mostly tanking as a company, but its Vive division got spun off at some point last year because they realized there was money and potential in it. They were selling enough of these overpriced virtual reality kits to make that work. So we expected something from HTC Vive at CES, but we didn't know whether we'd get a Vive 2.0 or something really tiny. What we did end up with, the biggest thing, may be the tracker. This is a little peripheral that you can attach to all kinds of different stuff. You could attach it to a golf club or a tennis racket. They even suggested perhaps useful things like fire hose training. Like, you could essentially create simulators with real world objects, attach a little tracker to it, and then that real world object, when you're holding it and then you're wearing the virtual reality kit, would translate almost perfectly to the virtual world. That's going to be, I can't remember exactly how much those are going to be priced at, but those are definitely going to be targeting a different range of consumer, certainly in the early going. I imagine they're going to be going for more of these, for example, fire station training, that sort of thing. So that could be really interesting. And there isn't an equivalent from any other virtual reality company. So HTC made a really smart move there with that one. For the home market, there's a couple of other things. First off, the TP-Cast is finally going to get a more major rollout. This is the wireless thing that we've all been waiting for. The ability to put on a Vive headset without the giant, almost Battlefield Earth-like set of cables draping behind you. You'll be able to either plug this into a wall, which would make it still be wired, or you can attach a battery, which will supposedly have about an hour and a half life. But either way, this is less cabling, less annoyance, and only, they're saying, a tiny bit of latency added, as in 2 extra milliseconds between your computer rendering the stuff and it appearing in your eyeballs. And keeping that time of rendering between the computer and your eyes low is super important. Otherwise, it doesn't feel like you're actually hanging out with a whale. That extra little spaciness, you know, when you want the most immersive whale time, you want to get that right. And last up was they're going to do a ear strap. It's going to have a strap change because the Vive headset, sorry, it's just, just thinking about how uncomfortable the Vive headset is normally gets me frustrated. And I'm really happy that they're going to improve this with essentially a whole new strap. You're going to take the headset off and put a whole new strap on. I think it's going to be about $250. And it's going to have headphones embedded so that you don't have to take your own headphones and plug them in. And it's going to move some of the strap bulkiness to a different spot of your head to essentially have the whole thing rest on your head in a more comfortable way. That's probably our biggest complaint about the HTC Vive and one of the biggest reasons why Oculus is slightly more preferred, because this strap is just better at situating the weight on your head. So none of these are about a new screen or a lower price in general. These are all mostly things that are targeting people who might have already bought a Vive. But it does set the table for essentially a 2.0 Vive with perhaps a better screen or a lower price or a nicer package. It's all making it clear that HTC is not going away. They're not giving up on VR just yet.
Yeah, that was kind of what my follow-up question was going to be about, is kind of like, we don't know the lifespan of VR headsets at this point, right? Like, we know with consoles, however many years we're going to get out of a console, at least based on historically how long those consoles are around before they decide they need to re-up them. But I mean, with these headsets, obviously they've really only been around for about a year in consumer hands, if not less than that. I mean, does this signal like a 2 to 3 year, like, is there any indication as far as like what this points to in that regard?
You know, I talked about this in our Ars Technica had a best of VR in 2016. And my call is, last year was sort of the year that we found out that VR actually works, that people will buy it, that you can put it out in the consumer market at a affordable price, if, you know, $800 is affordable to you. But people are, you know, tens of thousands of people is enough to keep this business going. And there's content. So you can actually buy a VR headset and have things to do. Right. But this year is the year that I think sales have to go up. And discounts have to come in. There has to be more bundling. There has to be more drastic price drops if VR is going to make it out of 2017 alive. Otherwise, developers aren't making money. If you want to make a video game or an app for VR, right now you're selling to very few people who don't necessarily have that much more money to throw. They threw their $800 at the hardware. It doesn't mean that they have another $50 to $60 per app. That's a lot to ask for. So the prices have to come down. The bundling and the packages have to come up. I really think that by March, we're going to get sort of Oculus, Sony, Vive, maybe other companies coming in and saying, hey, $500 for everything, headset, compatible hardware, etc. That's without something like that, something drastic, I don't see it really being anything in the for the full year. Like someone like me, I'm into it, but
right.
I'm not enough.
Yeah, that's the difference. I think there are a lot of people waiting on the sideline. The cost of it at this point and kind of some of the built-in complexity of buying a compatible system, you know, to hook it up to and all that kind of stuff. I've been waiting on the sideline because that isn't quite yet, but they're very intrigued and they're ready when the price is right. I think you're absolutely spot on with that. And I hope that happens because that'll probably be when I jump for it as well.